is Viba Podcast. Thank you for joining in our morning daily devotion.
Rejoice in grief. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 to 9. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Do you know that God wants you to rejoice in all circumstances of life? Rejoice in grief sounds like an oxymoron. How can one be in grief and yet rejoice? Peter is writing this letter to the believers in Roman Empire who are going through persecution by Emperor Nero. They are going through suffering in spite of doing good. So Peter is writing to believers who is doing good and yet going through difficulty and telling them we can rejoice in grief or in our pain. The concept here is that there can be rejoicing in Christian life even though you go through the severest of trials. How can one rejoice in grief? First of all, look at your salvation. In this context, Peter is talking about the salvation that is coming at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So this assurance brings rejoicing in our lives. We can rejoice in grief looking at the coming of Christ and the fullness of salvation that we receive at his coming. Secondly, we can rejoice in grief because of the rewards what Christ is going to give us. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7, these have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. So when Jesus is revealed, you will be praised, you will receive glory, and God will honor you for enduring trials faithfully. That's why we rejoice in grief. Our praise is from God, not man. And when Jesus returns, he will praise us for our perseverance in trials. When Jesus returns, he will also glorify us. And do you know that Jesus takes pleasure in honoring you at his return? Jesus will wait on us, according to Luke chapter 12, verse 37. So when we think about the coming salvation, the glory that we will receive, the honor and praise that we receive, we can rejoice in the midst of sufferings. Why do we go through grief? Suffering proves the genuineness of our faith. Suffering tests our faith in Jesus Christ. So what is our part to receive this joy? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8 and 9. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. So what is our part in receiving this joy? We believe Jesus and we are to love Jesus. And this happens when a man or a woman receives Jesus Christ and has the new birth or born again experience. Are you a child of God? Do you love Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? You too can have this joy in the midst of this grief. Christians can go through grief. During this life, we may go through various kinds of trials. We can go through the loss of our loved ones, rejection, pain, health problems, persecution, because of our faith, and the list goes on. So we must understand that in this world, we can sometimes go through grief. Secondly, understand our grief is only for a little while. Life is short, our trials are only for a little while. Therefore, we can rejoice in grief. We can rejoice in grief looking forward to the salvation and rewards at the coming of Christ. Our part is to believe and love the Lord Jesus Christ. In conclusion, as we experience Jesus every day by loving and believing in him, and look forward to the salvation and rewards that are awaiting us, we can be filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. May God give you joy in the day-to-day affairs of your life.
For more details, please contact 9163-6425-2164 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.